Town of Salisbury, regular town council meeting, August 10th, 2020, at 6:01. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Matt Zarnicki.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Town manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Town attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
And clerk treasurer Michelle Miller, present.
Thank you. Please join us for a prayer and then followed by the pledge of allegiance.
Father God, I just want to thank you again for the town meeting here and all the people that serve our town. I guess the thing that's on my heart is I'd like to share that we need prayer and need to come to you for all the hurting and all the bad things that are going around around our nation, around our state, and just around our cities. Lord, it just makes me aware and privileged that I do live in a small town where people care about just the good of each other, and it's nice to be in a small area where people can help each other. Lord, just I want to thank you for Salisbury. I want to thank you for the people that serve here. Just want to thank you for the people that work and live here. And just thank you for letting us all be together and fight through this thing that we're in. Just thank you for all good things, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So the motion to amend or adopt the agenda is presented. Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer. I have a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
A motion by Scott, do I have a second? Second by Matt, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Sign nay.
Take a second here to sign those minutes.
Comments from the public on any of our agenda items? I believe so. So we'll keep on moving forward here. The ordinances and resolutions. Our first ordinance is ordinance 2020-OR-014. It's a sewer improvement bond ordinance. We had our first reading at our last meeting, and today we're going to have our second and third reading and get this ordinance in place. So this ordinance was an ordinance authorizing the acquisition, construction and installation by the town of Salisbury, Indiana, certain extensions, repairs, and improvements to the town's sewage works utility, the issuance and sale of revenue bonds and bands to provide funds for the payment of the costs thereof, and the collection, segregation, and distribution of the revenues of such sewage works and other related matters. As it finishes up here, this gives us all the things that we're moving forward with it. Yeah, I think they did post this on our website. I guess people probably didn't look at it. So guess I ask here for a motion to approve the second reading of ordinance 2020-OR-014.
So moved.
A motion by Matt, do I have a second?
A second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved on the second reading. We have a third reading for the same ordinance 2020-OR-14. 2024-014, sewer improvement bond ordinance. I ask for a motion of the second reading.
So moved.
Third reading, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Third reading. I got motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay. All right, motion approved of ordinance 2020-R-014. Okay, our next ordinance is ordinance 2020-R-017. It's an ordinance regulating the speed limit on Terry Crossing. This has probably been a conversation that has gone on through numerous people. So Jake, maybe you want something to explain on this, I think?
Yes, sir. So my understanding from speaking with the town manager, as well as a couple of the town council members, I guess portions of Terry Crossing, it's not consistent throughout, and this will bring the miles per hour and speed limit there on Terry Crossing consistent to 40 miles per hour, as portions of Terry Crossing are in the county and other portions are in Zoe. So it's all consistent.
Okay, but now everyone can feel the same speed limit there on Terry Crossing, hopefully after this is approved, 40 mile an hour. They're still going to be out there to get you, so we will wait a little.
Raising ours?
Huh? We're raising ours to match the county, yes, sir. And so, I'm sorry, let me go on, we'll get it going, and we'll do a little discussion. Now therefore be ordained by the town of Soap Ridge, Indiana, the following: the speed limit on Terry Crossing shall be 40 miles per hour. Speed limit signs shall be installed in the right ways at certain locations, more specifically identified by the town manager and JTO. The town manager shall cause to have installed the necessary signs in public right ways that comply with the state and local laws. This ordinance shall be in full force and effect upon its passage and prolongation as evidenced by the affirmative signatures of the undersigned as the majority of the duly elected and serving members of this council. So do I have a motion to approve this ordinance 2020-OR-017?
So moved.
Motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Now discussion.
Okay. I was just asking, Brad, if the county is set at 40 now, or if we know whether we're going from 30 or 35 to 40 for the whole Terry Crossing from 31 to, I guess, 60.
Highway 60, correct.
It's all 40 through the construction raised 5 miles per hour.
Well, I guess going from 30 to 40.
So the county has a section of Terry Crossing from 60 to just past Autumn Ridge.
Okay.
And then there's a section from Autumn Ridge to past the maintenance bar and Coach Bridge, which is a town, that's a 30. And then once you pass that, it goes back to 40 all the way across. So you know, we've had a discussion with everyone. I actually had a meeting with the HOA of Coach Bridge and asked them. They would like us to see it raised to 55. I think moving it to 40 is it's a consistency situation.
The only thing that I had was, my concern was for the main entrance to Cover Bridge, that the sight lines would accept the proper distance for speed on the roadway, so people could be turned right or left, be able to have enough time and distance to judge the speed of 40 miles an hour, which always assured me that that's the case, and brings everything congruent as far as speed limits, so there's not a 10 mile an hour difference between the two, which caused some traffic enforcement issue for the police department, of course. So it seems that it's the best thing to do to make everything consistent and safe for everyone. So, okay, and we're not going to lose the 59.
Hey, I'm just a bearer of information.
Any other discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay.
Second reading.
I have a second reading of ordinance 2020-OR-017. It's the speed limit on Terry Crossing shall be 40 miles per hour. Speed limit signs shall be installed right away in location specified identified by town manager JTL. Some effective after this vote by the majority of those duly elected members of this council. So that would make it worth separating the ordinance.
So moved.
I'll second.
Scott, Matt, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved for ordinance 2020-R-017. I'm going to sign it real quick here. Michelle, you had something else on here to sign this down. So are we going to have participants in the same thing that I need to sign? Is this something I need to sign?
Was it the bond? The ordinance for the bond? This real thick one?
Yes, right here.
That's the, yeah, that's for the bond.
Mr. President, the what you're signing now is just the utility. You only need to sign where you pass it. That's just what the form funds are.
Okay. This is.
But it does have signature lines, but that's just what you're going to sign. Excellent.
This is for the water.
Right. All you got, there's one signature line that you have to sign next to all of the other council members. Everything else is not.
You don't need to sign anything else on that one, Randy.
So what?
Hand that to Terry just like that.
You want me to hand it to Terry so I won't get in trouble?
So Terry can figure it out.
How about this one?
Just on the back.
Which column?
All right. Snow unfinished business that I'm aware of, states of any kind. So moving forward here with our new business, it's our liability insurance. It's done by ISU, presented by Jerry Rout. Jerry's been insuring the town of Soderburg for many, many years. This is something we do every year here in August. And I think he'll come up in front of us and explain a little bit something to y'all and let you kind of be aware of really what all we have. I'll probably go sit there and say probably some added features that probably we have to our policy this year. So Jerry, before.
All right, thank you.
Sheriff, you have any time? However you want to.
You know, go ahead, yeah, thank you, great.
So Mr. President, the council obviously go through, have been working very on getting our renewal lined out. We do have some additional items in there as far as equipment, new trucks and stuff, obviously down in plants. As we're going through, everything appears to be in line. And I'll say, you know, I've kind of looked at Jerry kind of like JTL as far as professional service provider for the town. And since I've been here, he's been nothing but good things to say as far as his working with the town and how he's been able to work with us on some issues that have arisen in my tenure here. So, you know, with that, I'll kind of turn it over to Jerry just to kind of give the highlights here. But there's nothing really out of line as far as big changes. So, go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, and what I can do for you is we'll just, if you go toward the very back, you'll see the premium comparison. And I know at the end of the day, that's what we're almost interested in. There should be a premium comparison page that shows the expiring premium versus the renewal. And, you know, when you look, you know, just to get to the bottom line, the biggest increase is on the commercial package, which is your general liability, the property, vehicles. That's what's included when you see that commercial package. One of the things Charlie and I discussed, you know, you're up 9 vehicles this year from the previous year. So, you know, when you're looking at that rate, you know, there's 9 more vehicles we're insuring than we were. One of the things, you read the ordinance earlier for the expansion and the improvements at the wastewater treatment plant. And when Lori and I was discussing that and going over the cost for the updates and the additions, one of the things that we had talked about more than once over the years is where those values stood currently. You know, keeping in mind you've got replacement costs in there. So we feel like we brought a lot of those coverages up today. The other things that we did is, you know, and Brandy and I had a conversation, I was talking to Charlie about it as well, you know, the monuments across the street from my office. Never really had those insured right in my mind. You know, so we took those values up, added a sign as you come into Sellersburg, something that, you know, never was put on when you guys put that up. So that's what's driving your premium. When you look at workers' comp, it's down. The rates are down on workers' compensation. But overall, you're looking at roughly a 10% increase in premium. One of the things I discussed with Charlie, I can tell you that I think the insurance market is going to continue to tighten. I think most businesses are going to continue to tighten. And that's where you're at rate wise. But, you know, if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. I don't want to sit and read through this unless you guys want me to. So,
you all have some questions for Jerry?
Did you say, Jerry, there's a comparison in here? This is just all yours, right? This is what I mean.
Yeah, just the premium comparison from what's expiring. Right, to the renewal.
Jerry, can you explain the dedicated professional services exclusion for the developer volunteer fire department?
Yes.
What is that?
That is, for years, that's not your all's fire department. And, you know, there isn't, you know, the town's never had a fire department. And at the very end of the day, that is something that's been in there because I cannot get the company to understand that the town of Sellersburg doesn't run its own fire department. So there's an exclusion for the fire department.
So we're not paying for those?
No.
That is to clarify, that is in there to clarify that we are not paying for that.
Right.
Well, maybe not a question for Jerry. Is this the only bid we had this year? Did anybody else bid, or did we solicit anyone else at all?
Again, this came down to, and I'll be quite honest, with myself being new, with us being new, going through, Jerry's done this for the town for quite a few many years.
Right.
They served again. I look at this as like a professional service, like we do with JTL, as far as services that they render for the town, being familiar with it at this point. And Jerry and I've had the conversation, we'll probably take this through a more comprehensive bid scenario on the next renewal. But with COVID, and everything getting on top of it, we couldn't sit down and have a conversation and have everyone have to be on hold of council, the town manager, and from a professional services provider and services. Obviously, been rendered and talked with Michelle Metcalf on the history here with ISU, obviously Jared being right across the street from the town here. This is direction was out there.
Right. Well, I can remember it was about this time last year when I think you came in, and I think there was another person that had solicited the town. And I didn't know if we were in under any binding agreement where we had to solicit more than one, I mean, to take bids, or we can just pick whoever we want. Is that what you understand?
That is right. So what you do, you have an agent of record in this case, you know, it's been to route for a number of years here in town. And then he goes out and he tries to solicit, you know, the best number from various carriers, and he's coming with, you know, HCC with a slight increase there on the commercial package. But from a service aspect, you know, anytime we ever have any no support claims or any lawsuits, you know, he literally is a phone call away from
sure.
It does a great job communicating, and then if there's been any back-end issues with HCC, jump right on the phone. So while that is a discretion of the town council on whatever agent of record you want, and then what your expectation of that agent is. So in the future, if you wanted multiple quotes, he'd probably show you multiple quotes. You know, us being a municipality, I think it's getting more difficult to get those quotes, but I'm sure if you get them, then, you know, choose whatever.
Well, that's, you know, the question I was basically was going to pose to Jerry is, the first one was, how long have you had it? Have you been there continuously? You've been here 10 years, 12 years?
Okay. I would tell you the agency's had it for probably 15 years, if not longer. Okay. Personally, I've had it since 2015. One of the things I talked to Charlie about, I've mentioned, you know, in front of this council in the past, you guys have been with HCC for a long time, and I've been doing this for 31 years, and there is value in longevity with a carrier. You know, Jake can tell you that over the years when we, you know, the claim response has always been top notch. And I look at that, you know, I think so many times with insurance, it's easy to get in to look at price. But I also think that with the length of time the town's been with HCC, I think there's value to continuity with the carrier. And that's one of the things. But, you know, something else Jake said, can I get more than one quote? We can. This year would have been next impossible. Right. With companies not sending people out to do loss control and to see what's here and trying to do it virtually. I'm not a virtual kind of guy, so that was a lost cause for us this year. But can we get more than one? Yeah. And at the end of the day, other than HCC for you all, I would look at Travelers very hard, but it's just you're getting to a size, and with what you have going on, you gotta be with a company that has the capacity to take care of business we need.
And the reason I bring it up is because people within my district, they'll ask me, okay, dude, and you know, and I thought about it from last year because we had two people in the room, you know, bidding, and you know, if they were $12,000 difference, okay, Jerry's $12,000, he's worth more because, and then people want to know what the cause is, but I would tell them, you know, maybe it's quick response, maybe you don't haggle with the claims as much, you know. Well, I mean, it's just like switching health insurance sometimes. It might cost less, but it may cost more in the end. So that's just when people ask me, I like to have an answer to say, well, why did you take one bid? You know, I'm like, so now I have an answer. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
Jerry, did any of these dollar amounts of these occurrences change from last year? They all stay the same?
All the same.
All the same?
Yeah.
You want
to?
All right. Looks like premium, the comparison that you saw on here, our renewal premium is $145,061. This term policy goes from August the 15th to August the 15th of 2021. This package includes the following coverage: property, general liability, employee benefits liability, wrongful act liability, law enforcement liability, an umbrella, auto, inland marine, and crime. So, like I said, it's very self-explanatory what you have there in front of you. So, I guess with that said, with us being able to move forward with our, and by the advice from your town manager, I'm asking for approval for our new policy term of August 15, 2020 to 2020, August 15 to 2021.
I'll make a motion to accept the insurance, or liability insurance as proposed by ISU.
I'll second. Second by Matt. Have any other discussion about this? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay? Motion approved.
Hey, I appreciate your opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Any comments from the public? Staff reports, town manager Charlie Smith.
We've got some fun news. We're working with a couple Eagle Scouts on the project. One of the parks is working on, working with another one to repaint a bunch of fire hydrants across town. So maybe seeing some new fire hydrants cleaned up there would be nice. At the next meeting, I'm going to be bringing you a salary ordinance update. I know we discussed a couple of different times about staffing levels and different things. Currently, our building commissioner slash planning and zoning person plus inspections and all permitting is done by one person. So we are also contracting out staff time for planning and zoning, the planning commission as well as the BZA to a third party. Looking at bringing that in-house altogether. I think we spent somewhere in the ballpark of like $40,000, $42,000 last year. I'm going to estimate that we've probably eclipsed that already for this year within the contract as far as invoices and stuff. We're looking to bring somebody in-house and separating out the building commissioner and the planning and zoning director in two positions. So I will be bringing you all that change at the next meeting, working with Jake on salary ordinance updates. Also had a meeting last week. If you all recall, you all did approve a contract with Baker Tilly to do a cash flow review and projection. The draft of that is complete. Myself and Clerk Treasurer Miller had a meeting with Paige from Baker Tilly to review that. For what the rest of the year, we're going to probably finish out the rest of the year, as well as start looking at projections for next year. I have sent you all an email. Michelle Metcalf will be hosting a public workshop on September 3rd at 6 p.m. here at Council Chambers. Paige will be coming down from Indianapolis to Baker Tilly to do an in-person review of that, go through that documentation, and just really start walking through it. Once we are done with that, we're immediately going to jump into because the council. Start working with you all prior to scheduling schedules, workshop times. Be working with Michelle Miller as well to do start our budget process for 21. So all in all, we're in pretty good shape financially from the civil town. Just for anybody who might be watching, you know, we are realistically financially, from a financial perspective, three separate entities. We are the town of Sellersburg Government Civil. We are the town of Sellersburg Water Utility. We are the town of Sellersburg Wastewater Utility. We can't take money from wastewater, put in water, and water into wastewater, and town into the utilities. So what we are discussing from the Baker Tilly is the town civil government cash flow projections and that budget in and of itself, because the water utility is funded solely by rates and tap fees, as well as the wastewater utility is funded by rates and tap fees. So there again, we'll go through, we are going to see some downward trending in motor vehicle highway and local roads and streets as a result of COVID and some gas tax stuff in the state. We're not really going to see any deficiency or decline in property tax settlements on anything, where they may be delayed a little bit. I think ultimately everything's going to be online, so. As far as the town civil government goes, in relation to this study, we're pretty sound. So I think, I know we're in conversation with each of you and what your roles are in council. You got some very specific things you want to see done over the next 4 years. With some planning, we'll be able to execute quite a bit of it. Again, this will be the first step to start to do that as we start moving forward. So September 3rd, you all do have an invite in your email for here, so.
6 p.m., wasn't it?
6, correct. Also, completed base our vehicle review that we had down, you know, Jerry talked about 9 pieces of equipment. We actually have 9 pieces of equipment that we can sell or get off books. 5 of them are automotive, like just trucks that are, we have been constantly just putting money into these things to keep them operable on road. We also have like a dump truck for the stone plow. It's questionable, is a good term, I think. We have some old diggers and things that just we've never used, we don't use, they're just sitting out there. They're on, we're paying insurance on them. You know, we put money into them. We rode those horses as long as we can ride them. I think it's time we need to get rid of those. So I'm going to be working with Jake to work on either doing an auction or if it's just not worth the auction, take, you know, get them off the books for recycling or something. We've got a trash truck down there that's just sitting there, inoperable. Just a handful of things we're going through. So again, I'll be starting to bring some stuff to you from that perspective too. We start cleaning up some of our operations in the background.
Charlie, I got a couple questions.
Hopefully I have a couple answers.
I'm sure you do.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. She's going out on the head, Charlie. You gave it a headline.
I'm not done, but go ahead.
The cemetery sign, where are we at on that?
I have a conversation with Mr. Ross from, he's resident here in Sellersburg. He's also the pastor of Christian Church, Northside. The pastor of Northside, he's a resident here. We had a conversation, actually, I'm supposed to hear something back this week, but ultimately he said that he believes that his church may be interested in taking that on as a community project. So I expect to have an answer this week.
I think I reminded you if we could get a sign up on Bennettsville Road as we approach Greenbrier, Covered Bridge, like a
hidden entrance on the right.
Hidden entrance or traffic ahead, or I don't know what you call it. People come down the hill, they come down pretty fast. It's a new entrance. So a lot of traffic comes up there. If you could help me out with that, I appreciate it. That's all I have.
Anybody else have anything for Charlie?
I do.
Ben?
Charlie, last time we were here 2 weeks ago, you stated that we were 7 to 9 employees possibly short. Are we still in that situation? How are we looking?
No, we have brought on 2 in the wastewater department. One is starting, one will be starting.
On the 17th.
17th, we sent in 3 offers in our water department. 2 of them accepted. One of them, we started imminently. One came back to us. He has Rocky Mountain spotted fever. So once he gets clear from his doctor, he will start. And we had a 3rd who kind of offers order, you know, the interviews that we had filling that spot. And then we consider planning to go in director position. That's another one. That will be looking at filling.
Take that 2 perspectives, one for sure hired.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4 hired. One will go back. 5 hired. 2 in wastewater, 2 in water. 3rd in water we're going back for, so I'd be 5 total. A 6 would be once we create the position for planning zoning director. And then once we plan zoning director and plan zoning director and building commissioner working together, we'll review an internal admin person for them if it's needed. And then we're going to hang tight there and see how things play out. So I will say that the gentleman, one of the guys we hired in the wastewater department, had some electrical experience. We've spent a lot of money since 2018 on electrician service for our wastewater and water utilities. We have 48 lift stations in the field, plus booster pumps and water, plus the two plants. So we've been historically contracting that out. The goal is that one of the hires that we brought on has the experience, I think, that can fill that position so that we can bring that in-house, and that would result in a significant cost savings to the town overall.
So with the electrical, it just mean, he's just a licensed electrician, basically?
He's currently, works for the railroad. So, since 2018, the town spent over $300,000 on electrical fees, electrician. So I understand with that 48 lift stations and stuff, this is like changing plug and wall.
Right.
There's significant repairs that would have to be done, so. To be able to save a fraction, a half of that, a quarter of that, for savings with the town, if not more, is well worth it, that's what I believe.
Anybody else?
Also, the park project, I know we were going to drain repair, that should be complete today, or this week, if it's not done already. If you recall, we were doing some clearing parks, did a clearing out of some stuff. We found there was a drainage pipe that was disconnected, had some erosion around it. It was then ultimately exposed to water main. We had to go through, relocate the water main, go approve contract to hire a contractor for the water main. We got into it last week, and ultimately that project should be finished this week. Also, we've got a, Josh might hit on this a little bit in his report, but we also have, there's a suspicious leak on the portion of the water system that feeds in Jeffersonville, on the Old Riverside District. We're potholing that this week, trying to figure out when to bring a contractor in, probably that project, because of the depth and the size, plus traffic concerns, and so on and so forth there. But we're going to execute that this week as well. So you probably see some stuff on the claim pressure, some voices, for the water department.
Good.
Okay, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Got a lot of things with moving forward, and hope everyone continues to see that we are moving forward and we are growing as far as our employees concerned, and trying to get some more services in-house. So I think that's the goal that we all had in mind from the get-go, so I appreciate you taking care of that. Our next is Josh Elman from JTL.
Probably a couple of things for you, just as Charlie said, water-wise, we did work today on soliciting quotes for Allison Lane potholing, and we'll help figure that out here over the next week. Spent a little time with Phil Rigdon up at the pool, also working on the location of a water line. We're going to make sure that we get some of the recently replaced or rehabilitated infrastructure located so it can be a part of GIS as that goes on over the next couple of weeks. Sewer wise, we've just as an update to the Voice of God recordings, we've received, I want to say we're on our third submittal from them, and currently waiting on them to resubmit their plan and profile, which was not a part of their third submittal. So as we had agreed to here in the meeting with them maybe a month and a half ago, every time they've submitted something, we've responded within about 2 days, 2 business days. So we're currently waiting on them to resubmit from their last round of commentary. Glenwood is a subdivision that's got some work going on, and today Lori and I met with the developer and builder talk about sewer taps. Sometime here in the next couple of weeks, you all may see a letter requesting a permit extension. Not really anything to be alarmed about, just them
asking for an extension of time, and it'll be a part of an agreement that they already had in place. Other than that, doing some drainage work. Charlie and I are going to schedule the Hill and Dale meeting coming up here pretty soon. So we'll check with your all schedules for those of you that want to be a part of that, so we can make sure it works. Questions?
Questions for Jay? Josh, I'm sorry. I got a big mess on the thing about Jacob. I was already trying to get Jacob on the head.
Similarly, today we did submit the 30% set of wastewater treatment plant plans. And following that, we got about 2 months to get to the 60% set of plans. So just an update on that. Thank you all.
Thank you,
Josh.
All right. Our county attorney, Dick Oates.
Nothing at this time.
Move right on along here. Comments from our council. Councilor Mobley.
No, I think I'm pretty good, other than just want to thank Charlie for staying on top of things, and he's very good about keeping me informed on things that we need to keep in front of us, and appreciate the report on the employment situation. Didn't know last meeting was as dire as it was, but typically when you don't have enough people, you tend to overwork the people you do have, and I'm just glad that you have a heart for those that are working there. I appreciate your work, Charlie. Thank you. That's all.
Councilman Langford.
I just want to say that talking to people around town, I think everybody's, even amid the COVID, everybody's got a positive outlook. They're liking some of the things we're doing. They're making mention of it to me, so I'm glad about that. A couple of our employees I've talked to recently, they seem to be upbeat on some of the things we're doing, so that's positive as well. And just hoping to keep up the good work. As a group, we're working, doing good things.
Absolutely, I can't agree with that. Councilman Lloyd.
I'd like to thank all the town employees for everything they do, especially the police department. I laid out my district the other day, just take the time to remind people to, I think Charlie does a, town does a good job reminding people every night to secure their properties, vehicles. They're crimes of opportunity, so be sure to lock up your valuables, save yourself some time and trouble. It's not specific to any neighborhood, but it occurs throughout the region. Other than that, I think I informed you the last meeting of some issues with AMR, who provides EMS service to the town. I've been following that. I know that they're accepting some proposals, or they're in the process of doing that through county council. So again, I continue to watch it, and I do sit on the operations board for the Clark County 911. So I'll update you all if any major changes or anything that the town should be aware of. So other than that, I'll have it.
Councilman Mazzardi.
I'm going to make a lot of what a lot of the other board members said, and I want to thank, you know, this council. I want to thank our town employees, our police department, KTO for all the hard work, Charlie, same thing. Other than that, I put it.
My next fire away from us.
Right here at the end, don't they? I'll tell you. You know, like I said, as Josh Hillman from KTO did speak, about our 30% of our new wastewater plant and our desires to provide a better service and an economical service. Myself and Charlie sit down with them today. It was a great learning experience. There'll be another conversation about it here in the next couple of months. We'll then bring it probably to each one of you all. We'll have a workshop of some sort to discuss on what we're going to do and kind of let the public kind of see what our desires are. As I always sit there and think, I think everyone from this town that works for the town of Sudbury, I like seeing a lot of smiles and a lot of people out there doing their job, and I appreciate that. Just not just the ones that are out there working outside, outdoors. You know, we have everyone that works here and is part of this family here, whether it's our building office, whether it's our secretary, whether it's our creditor's office, and our building commissioners.
You know, I tell you, I mean, one thing I found out about the building commission, and I know now why Charlie is so desirable about us moving forward with some new direction. I mean, there's a lot more to it than just coming in and filling out a piece of paper and going out and reviewing someone's work. So, and I appreciate Charlie noticing in that, and, you know, I hope everyone sees the same support that I do. We have a lot of some new businesses, eateries, eating establishments, and some other things, exciting things coming to our town. So I encourage everyone to keep your eyes and ears open on some grand openings that we're going to be having here here in the near future. Like I said, lastly, Charlie, I can't thank you enough for the continued support and us moving in this direction that I know the town wants to do. So I thank you for that. So once again, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And Michelle Miller, our treasurer, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't.
Once again, I thank you. So with that, I ask for a motion to adjourn. So, motion by Matt, that's second. Second. Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion adjourned at 6:47.